Did you know you can save up to 70% on the best brands just by shopping at FromRebel.com? We're talking about strollers, car seats, high chairs, espresso machines, cookware, everything you need for way less. Here's how it works. Every single day, Rebel drops thousands of new products on the site for up to 70% off. It is a constant stream of endless deals from top brands like Abba Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Breville, Nespresso, KitchenAid, Le Creuset, and more. But you have to act fast because every deal is one of a kind. So if you see something you love, make sure you add to cart fast. So stop paying full price when you don't have to. Whether it's baby gear, kitchen upgrades, or a treasure for your home you didn't know you needed, Rebel has it for way less, up to 70% less. Shop from Rebel.com and save big.
Welcome to AI Unraveled, your daily briefing on the real-world business impact of AI.
Before we start, let's talk about area.
What if the most valuable asset in your commercial real estate portfolio wasn't the skyscraper, but the data that runs it? From predicting market trends with stunning accuracy to managing buildings with mind-blowing efficiency, artificial intelligence is completely reshaping the world of CRE. Today on AI Unraveled, we're breaking down exactly how this tech is creating smarter investments and more profitable properties. But deploying powerful AI at an enterprise scale comes with huge challenges. That's where our partner Aria comes in. There's a reason most enterprise AI initiatives never make it to production. You can't find a platform that's both powerful and secure enough. The result? AI budgets burned with zero business impact. But not anymore. Aria is the enterprise AI platform that delivers speed without compromise. Unlike other platforms that force you to choose between fast deployment or secure operations, Aria brings speed and security together. You can launch AI quickly without cutting corners on compliance and scale rapidly without sacrificing governance. It's why Fortune 500 companies trust Aria to deliver what seemed impossible, enterprise AI that's fast enough to beat the competition and secure enough to protect your most sensitive data. Ready for AI at full speed with zero compromise? Visit Aria.com to see the platform in action. That's A-I-R-I-A.com. Simplify enterprise AI. Together with Aria, and now back to AI and commercial real estate.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're ripping the roof off commercial real estate, CRE.
Yeah, it's traditionally seen as, you know, slow-moving, capital-intensive.
Exactly. Yeah. But we're not talking small tweaks here. We're looking at how artificial intelligence is just completely reshaping everything. Yeah. Ownership, operation, the works.
Mm-hmm.
So let me throw this out there. What if the building itself isn't the most valuable asset anymore? What if it's actually the data running the building?
That's precisely the core shift, moving from, let's say, bricks and mortar thinking to bits and bytes. And the scale is just...
Yeah.
We're talking about a huge financial restructuring.
Huge how? Give us the numbers.
Okay, get this. The global AI in real estate market, it was around $222 billion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Projections show it surging to maybe $1.8 trillion by 2030.
Trillion. Okay, oh. That's definitely past the nice-to-have stage. Mm. So what pushed CRE, this historically tech-slow industry, over the edge? Why now?
Well, it's really a perfect storm of three things. You've got market distress, significant labor shortages, and then this massive wave of digitalization, especially after the pandemic.
So AI became a necessity, not a feature.
Absolutely. It's about survival now. McKinsey thinks AI could add somewhere between $110 to $180 billion in annual value.
Annual value.
Yeah, and the early movers, they're already seeing ROI of like 15%, maybe 20%. So the industry is waking up. 72% of global investors are saying they plan to invest in AI solutions. It's a real tipping point.
Okay, so that's the landscape. Our mission today, for you listening, is to really unpack this. We want to show you exactly how these core AI technologies are weaving themselves into every single stage of the CRE lifecycle.
Right, moving away from gut feelings and, you know, who you know.
Towards actual data science, speed, precision.
Exactly. And that starts right at the beginning, phase one, investment and acquisitions. The big change here is replacing that old reliance on intuition with, well, data-driven speed.
How does that work in practice? Finding deals.
AI algorithms are crunching massive data sets, public records, economic trends, demographics, things human analysts just can't process at that scale. They're spotting those off-market, high-potential deals proactively.
Finding the deal is one thing, but valuing it quickly.
Yeah.
That's key, right? Automated valuation models, AVMs, are everywhere. But How reliable are they? Can they really replace human expertise, especially with weird local factors?
That's a great point. The human element isn't gone. Think of AVMs as a powerful first filter. They use machine learning, analyze tons of property data, comps, market trends, all in real time. It gives you that super fast baseline valuation.
A baseline, so not the final word.
Exactly. It handles the volume, the speed. It frees up the human expert to focus on the nuance, the zoning risk, the tenant quality, the specific capex needed. AI for speed, human for strategy. That's the combo.
Okay, makes sense. Now let's talk about the real-time sync. Due diligence. Stacks of paper, right?
Yeah.
Rent rolls, T12s, that's the trailing 12 months of operating data, used to take weeks.
Ugh, a massive bottleneck. But AI platforms are tackling this head on. They can ingest these complex financial docs, parse them, automate the underwriting.
And the legal stuff. Zoning memos, title docs.
Generative AI is stepping in there. It can extract key info, synthesize it, even cross-reference clauses. It drastically cuts down transaction times, reduces errors too.
Weeks to minutes. That really does change the deal-making landscape. Okay, phase two, development and design. This always felt like a long, iterative process. Architects, developers, back and forth for months.
And now, generative design platforms are like having an instant brainstorming partner.
How so?
A developer inputs their constraints, site boundaries, zoning rules, what kind of units they want, parking needs, everything.
Huh?
The AI then spits out hundreds of optimized designs, floor plans, even preliminary cost estimates in minutes.
Hundreds. That's incredible. It must change how you even assess if a project is feasible.
Completely. And sometimes, you know, the AI removes human bias. There's this one case study, really interesting. Yeah, the executive team was set on developing in certain markets based on their gut, their history. They ran an AI site selection tool.
Yeah.
The AI recommended a different market, one they hadn't seriously considered. They trusted the data, went with the AI's pick, and saved $3.2 million in the first year alone.
Wow. That's letting the data lead, for sure. Okay, moving along. Phase three. Leasing and marketing. This sounds like where AI gets personal.
Hyper-personalization at scale, that's the goal. Efficiency and relevance are key here.
So, less generic marketing spam.
Hopefully. Generative AI tools can now draft really compelling property descriptions, SEO-optimized website content, even detailed market reports. Instantly. Saves teams tons of time on copywriting.
But the personalization is the strategic bit, right? Not just sending blanket emails.
Absolutely. AI digs into your CRM data, looks at past interactions, and intelligently segments potential tenants or investors.
So I only get notified about properties that actually fit my criteria.
That's the idea. Make every interaction relevant. And it works. We saw one study reporting a 21% jump in lease renewals for Class A properties over a year.
21%. That suggests tenants actually value that smarter, more responsive experience.
Exactly. It builds loyalty. Plus, AI chatbots can handle initial inquiries, qualify leads, even schedule tours 24/7. It's about better service, faster responses.
Okay, so we've seen what AI can do across the lifecycle. Fast valuations, optimized designs, personalized leasing. But how does it actually work? What's under the hood?
Right, let's get into the nuts and bolts. We need to understand the core technologies driving this. There are really four key ones. First up, the one tackling that massive paper problem, natural language processing, NLP.
NLP. And its big job in CRE is lease abstraction, you said.
Yeah.
Sorting through those dense contracts. How big of a problem is that, really?
It's huge. Imagine you buy a building with hundreds of tenants. Someone, usually a skill analyst, has to read every single complex lease, pulling out key terms like rent amounts, escalation dates, renewal options. It can take, seriously, 3 to 8 hours per lease.
Wow. That's slow, expensive, and probably prone to mistakes.
Exactly. It's a major bottleneck. NLP platforms basically automate that entire process.
Wow.
They use OCR, optical character recognition, to read the scanned documents. Then NLP algorithms identify and extract hundreds of specific data points. Rent, dates, clauses, everything.
And the time saving.
Dramatic. We're talking reducing processing time by maybe 70% to 90%. Colliers International reported going from a week of processing down to just minutes.
Minutes. Okay. That's efficiency. And you get structured data instantly ready for analysis.
Precisely. That's the real prize.
We'll get right back to the episode in a moment. But if you're listening, you already know the caliber of our audience. There's a reason most enterprise AI initiatives never make it to production. You can't find a platform that's both powerful and secure enough. The result? AI budgets burned with zero business impact, but not anymore. Aria is the enterprise AI platform that delivers speed without compromise, Unlike other platforms that force you to choose between fast deployment or secure operations, Area brings speed and security together. Launch AI quickly without cutting corners on compliance. Scale rapidly without sacrificing governance. Move at the speed of business without moving past your security requirements. Fortune 500 companies across finance, healthcare, retail, legal, and more choose Area because we deliver what seemed impossible. Enterprise AI that's fast enough to beat the competition. Ready for AI at full speed with zero compromise? Visit Aria.com to see the platform in action. That's A-I-R-I-A.com. Simplify enterprise AI. Back to the show.
Okay, next core tech, computer vision. This is literally giving buildings the ability to see.
Giving buildings eyes. How does that apply?
It's about interpreting the physical world from images and video. Two big applications right now. First, space utilization.
Tracking how offices or stores are actually used.
Yeah, anonymously, of course. Tracking foot traffic, seeing which areas are busy, which are empty. Super important for optimizing layouts or, you know, figuring out how much office space you really need in this hybrid work world.
Makes sense. And the second application?
Predictive maintenance, but through inspection. Think drones or fixed cameras taking pictures of the building's exterior, the facade, the roof.
Right.
Computer vision software analyzes those images automatically. It can spot tiny cracks, water stains, potential issues, long before a human inspector would catch them during a manual walk around.
So finding problems before they become big, expensive problems.
Exactly. The Empire State Building actually uses a system called T2D2 to constantly monitor its facade condition this way. It's proactive.
That's fascinating. And this predictive capability leads us nicely into where AI feels most, I guess, tangible day to day. The smart building itself.
Yeah.
Phase 4, asset and property management.
Yes, this is where AI moves from analyzing and predicting to actively managing the building, the intelligent building ecosystem.
And the biggest win here seems to be moving away from waiting for things to break.
The break-fix cycle is costly and disruptive. The shift to proactive optimization is probably the single biggest operational gain.
How does that work with, say, an HVAC system?
You install IoT sensors, Internet of Things sensors, on critical equipment like HVAC units, elevators, pumps. They stream real-time data constantly. Temperature, vibration, pressure, energy use. AI algorithms learn the normal operating patterns for that specific piece of equipment. Then they watch for tiny anomalies, subtle changes that often happen before a failure.
So it flags a potential problem before the AC actually dies on the hottest day of the year.
Precisely. It triggers an alert, maybe schedules maintenance proactively. The savings are huge.
You mentioned numbers earlier.
Yeah. Generally, predictive maintenance can cut overall maintenance costs by 25-30%. And reduce those unexpected emergency breakdowns by up to 70%.
70% fewer breakdowns. That's significant.
It really is. There's a company, Thallo Labs. They managed a zero failure rate across hundreds of HVAC units in New York City during a major heat wave because their system saw the potential failures coming.
Incredible. Beyond just keeping things running, AI is also crucial for hitting those ESG goals, right? Environmental, social, governance.
Absolutely critical. Buildings are responsible for nearly 40% of global energy-related carbon emissions. That's a massive number. Intelligent energy management isn't optional anymore.
So how does AI help there? Just turning lights off?
It's much smarter than that. It's dynamic regulation. AI looks at real-time occupancy data from sensors, checks the local weather forecast, knows the time of day, scheduled meetings, and it constantly makes micro adjustments to HVAC and lighting. Maybe it pre-cools a conference room just before a meeting starts instead of blasting AC all morning. Or dims lights automatically in unused zones.
Constant optimization.
Thousands of tiny adjustments. There was this building, 45 Broadway in NYC. They use Brainbox AI.
Yeah.
The system made adjustments literally every 5 minutes. Result, a 15.8% reduction in HVAC energy use. Save them over $42,000 in utility costs in just 11 months.
Okay, connect this back for us. You said earlier that data itself is the asset.
Yeah.
How does saving $42,000 on energy translate into higher property value?
Great question. This gets to the idea of data exhaust. That 15.8% energy saving isn't just a one-off. It generates a continuous, verifiable digital log. proof of superior energy performance.
A track record.
Exactly. Same for predictive maintenance logs showing fewer breakdowns or security logs showing robust protocols. All this data together demonstrates a lower operational risk profile for the building.
Lower risk?
Mm-hmm.
So more attractive to investors.
And insurers. Lower risk can mean better insurance premiums. And fundamentally, during due diligence for an acquisition, that documented data-backed lower risk profile translates directly into a higher valuation. The building is demonstrably safer, cheaper to run, and greener.
Okay, that makes the value proposition crystal clear.
Yeah.
But it can't all be smooth sailing. What are the roadblocks, the challenges people need to be aware of?
Oh, definitely hurdles. Adoption isn't trivial. First, data. AI needs good, clean data.
The garbage in, garbage out problem.
Precisely. Many CRE firms are still dealing with messy, siloed data stuck in old systems. Cleaning that up, structuring it, that takes significant upfront investment.
And you need people who know how to use this stuff.
Huge talent gap. Get this. 92% of building decision makers say they struggle to hire staff with the skills to manage these advanced building technologies.
Wow, 92%. That's almost everyone. And then there are the risks inherent in the AI itself, right? Security, bias.
Big concerns. More connected devices. More IoT sensors. That means a larger digital attack surface. Cybersecurity becomes paramount.
Mm-hmm.
And algorithmic bias is a real danger. If the historical data used to train the AI reflects past discriminatory practices in tenant screening, say, or even property appraisals in certain neighborhoods, the AI can unfortunately learn and even amplify those biases.
So human oversight is still crucial. You can't just set it and forget it.
Absolutely not. Especially with generative AI, which we know can sometimes hallucinate, basically make up plausible sounding but completely false information. You need humans in the loop to verify.
Okay, so there are challenges. Now, looking forward, there seems to be this contradictory debate about what AI means for overall real estate demand. Does it make us so efficient we need less space? Or does the AI industry itself create new demand?
It's complex because both seem to be true, leading to what looks like a bifurcated market.
How so?
Well, JLL points to the efficiency angle. Think about AI-native biotech companies. They do more computation, maybe less physical lab work. They often lease about a third less space than traditional biotech firms. That suggests AI could, over time, reduce demand in some sectors.
Less space needed per company.
Potentially.
Yeah.
But then you have CBRE looking at the other side. The AI industry itself is exploding. All those AI companies need offices.
Yep.
CBRE forecasts AI firms could need up to 16 million square feet of office space just in San Francisco by 2030. That's massive new demand.
Okay, so less demand from some users, more demand from the AI creators themselves. What about the infrastructure behind the AI?
That's the third piece. Deloitte highlights the boom in alternative assets, especially data centers. All this AI needs immense computing power, vast server farms, so huge demand for specialized data center real estate.
So it's not a simple answer. Efficiency gains, new office demand, data center boom. It's all happening. What does this mean for the actual people working in CRE? Are robots taking over?
Hey, not quite. The consensus seems to be landing on the co-pilot model.
Co-pilot?
Yeah. AI handles the heavy lifting, the data crunching, the pattern recognition, automating the repetitive stuff. This frees up the human professionals.
Frees them up for what?
For the uniquely human skills. Complex negotiations, creative deal structuring, building relationships, establishing trust with clients. The things technology, frankly, can't replicate. Strategic thinking, empathy.
That makes sense. Blend the machine's speed with human insight and judgment.
That's the winning formula going forward.
Okay, that's a really clear synthesis.
Yeah.
So the main takeaway for you, our listener, has to be that the future belongs to those who can merge that deep, nuanced market knowledge with the, frankly, incredible speed and analytical power of AI.
Absolutely. And let me leave you with one final thought, circling back to that data exhaust idea.
Okay.
We talked about how smart buildings generate these verifiable digital logs, proof of better maintenance, energy savings, strong security. This data proves a lower operational risk.
Right. Lower risk equals higher value.
Exactly. It de-risks the asset for investors. It allows insurers to offer better rates. And it should directly translate into a higher price when that property is being sold during due diligence. The proof is in the data logs.
It makes the asset fundamentally more sound.
Precisely. So the provocative question for you to think about is, how are you going to start pricing that verifiable data exhaust, the digital track record of a building, into your own valuation models starting next quarter?
A very practical and profound question to chew on. Excellent. That wraps up this deep dive into AI's transformation of commercial real estate. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We'll talk to you next time.
That's it for today's deep dive. We hope you walked away with actionable insights for your enterprise strategy. Before you go, let me remind you of the unparalleled value of this platform. AI Unraveled delivers deep, uncompromised technical insight that keeps our audience, senior enterprise leaders, tuned in to the very last minute. That sustained attention is the best place for your ad. This is your opportunity for a direct line to your most valuable buyers, the CTOs, VPs of engineering, and MLOps heads who sign off on high-stakes infrastructure. Stop wasting budget on general marketing noise. Secure your high-impact premium ad campaign right here. Email us today to reserve your mid-roll package, info@djamgatech.com. Thank you for listening to AI Unraveled. We'll be back tomorrow with more.